am a singer, songwriter, performer. I say performer because that is important to me. I live in Hermosa Beach, California currently. I grew up in Orange, Connecticut on the East Coast. My name is Sherry Porto, and you're listening to GLT Blues Next. I mentioned earlier that I'm a performer, and I do think that that's really important because connecting with the audience is everything. But I'm not constantly thinking about it. It just kind of happens naturally. But I've been told many times that that's one of the many things, I guess, that people take home with them after they see, you know, our show. They really like how, you know, we pull them in, pull them on stage with us, in essence. I think those things are really important. You want to take people on the journey with you. And if you can't connect with them, it just doesn't have much of a meaning for me. Cry out for mercy, but there's nothing you can do. You're in the home of the blues. I got hooked on the blues mostly listening to Etta James early on. I think, you know, as far back as I can remember, my father would listen to rock and roll, classic rock, southern rock, you know, Elton John, B.B. King, and somehow I got turned on to Etta James from there. And then it just opened up a whole new world for me. And I just completely was fascinated the way she would sing to you and pull you in and spit you right back out within like 30 seconds. I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. I'd love to tell you about my new record. It's called My Obsession. It's my fourth studio album release. I'm super proud of it. I co-produced this with Tony Bronicle, who is a drummer, producer. He plays with the Phantom Blues Band here in Los Angeles. We started recording this record, I guess, about a year ago now here in LA. And we had in the studio with us Mike Finnegan on keys, Johnny Lee Shell on guitars, Bob Glaub on bass, Jim Pugh on some songs, Barry Goldberg. Now, he is a keyboard player, producer, songwriter. He is my biggest, just favorite person. And he and I have been writing songs together for about 6 years. He's a big part of this record and the last two records that I released, actually. He and I just have so much fun and connect on an amazing level to write really, I think, you know, really fun songs and deep songs. This new record will take you on a little bit of a journey. I think like most songwriters, you know, we talk about our experiences and what we've been through and or people that have touched our lives in somehow, some way. For example, one of the tracks on my record is called Old Silo Road, which happens to be about the street, you know, town that I grew up in, or not the town, but really the street, I guess. And the memories that I have growing up on that street was so amazing, and I'm so grateful for those memories. We lived on pretty much the end of the street, had this big cliff. Well, it was big to us back then. And we would go up there at night and, you know, be teenagers and do silly, stupid things. I think I had my first beer up there. It was just fun memories like that you actually do reference in the song. High up on the cliff at night, kicking back and having some fun. So just stuff like that, just growing up, you know, running down the street at night with your friends and being free and not having any ideas or thoughts or care of what the next day brings. We're just living in the moment. Another one of the tracks, one of the favorite tracks on the record I wrote with Jimmy Vivino. He's the MD on the Conan O'Brien show. Amazing singer, songwriter, producer in his own right. And he and I got together and wrote a song called My Obsession, which is the title track of the record. And it's about many things, but really my shoe obsession. I think like most women, we like our shoes. You'll see that on this album. I take you on a little bit of a journey. It's fun. It's deep at times. It's tongue in cheek. I wish my man could understand and realize my obsession is possession of every pair. I even want the ones I'll probably never wear. If you want to be with me and don't want to lose, give me them shoes. There's a song, I believe it's track number 10. It's called All About You. It's a minor blues tune. And when you listen to the lyrics, you kind of understand that it's about the situation where, you know, actually I was in. And the person that I was in this relationship with just kind of thought everything was all about him, so to speak. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not. I'm really proud of that song because it was... a little vulnerable at times, you know. Scary to put personal stuff out there, but I know that it's kind of therapeutic in a way, you know. You'll notice on my current record, I have 11 original tracks that I co-wrote, mostly, like I said, with Barry Goldberg, Johnny Hawthorne, Jimmy Vivino, and I have one cover tune. It's the last track on the record. It was really a song that resonated with me for so many years because at a really young age, somehow I stumbled across the movie The Rose, and Bette Midler blew my mind. To me, I had no idea that it was a cover tune, I think, at the time. But I thought, oh my gosh, I love this song, and I love how she sang it. And I've always wanted to cover that song, always. And I thought this was the perfect opportunity to close the record with a song that was just a big influence and meant a lot to me. The song we're going to feature on this podcast is called It's a Damn Shame. It's the first track you hear when you listen to my record. It's basically about someone not quite getting what I was putting down at the time. I think at times we put ourselves out there with the people that we love and we care about, and we hope that it's reciprocated. And sometimes it's not. So it's a damn shame that sometimes people don't see what's right in front of them. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you can pick up my new CD called My Obsession. My name is Sherry Porto, and you're listening to GLT Blues Next.